SLPP supporters chant for their party at a rally in Bo, Sierra Leone's second largest city and the commercial center of the Diamond Region. The city is also the heart of SLPP territory, and banners and t-shirts blanketing the city prove it.
I'm going to vote for Solo B, the only way out.
23-year-old Ibrahim Jabadi says he is voting for the SLPP candidate, Solomon Berowa. Berowa is the current vice president and the country's de facto leader since 2002, when President Ahmed Tijan Kaba retired from an active role and appointed Berowa his successor. Jabadi says he's voting for Berowa based on his proven track record.
Because he has two things that I have seen. So I prefer to vote for him because he has done well for the country.
But many Sierra Leoneans disagree with Jabadi. During a brief interlude of sun on a rainy day in a small village a few hours away, APC supporters are rallying for their candidate, Ernest Karoma. At the rally, Samuel Kamara says the ruling party has not brought progress to Sierra Leone.
We decided to have a change, and this time around we mean positive change.
He says the country has received millions of dollars in aid since the civil war ended in 2002, but people are still living in poverty. Back in the city of Bo, many residents also say they want change, but they say they do not trust the APC to bring it about. Mohamed Jabate, a nurse in Bo Hospital, has voted for SLPP in the past. He says he would never vote for APC.
What we are seeing today, trouble, is caused by APC. They brought everything.
The APC ruled Sierra Leone for more than 25 years after independence. The president during most of those years, Shaka Stevens, banned other political parties. Sierra Leone, rich in diamonds, gold, and other mineral resources, was one of the world's poorest countries. Since the return of multi-party democracy in 1996, the APC and the SLPP have been the two main contenders. But this year, voters like Jabate are turning towards a third party.
Francis Charles Magai is the only man we hope he can bring changes in this country.
Charles Magai is the candidate of the People's Movement for Democratic Change. Magai is a well-known politician, but the movement is brand new. He had been a high-level member of SLPP and left the party when he lost the vote to become its candidate in this year's presidential elections. Now he and his party are gaining more and more support among people like Jabate, who used to vote for SLPP. Although the movement's popularity is still quite low compared to the APC and SLPP, analysts say Magai could have a big impact on the outcome of the election and reshuffle the political deck for the two main contenders. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Bo, Sierra Leone.